Welcome to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your host, motivational speaker Greg Dwyer. Be sure to check out Greg at www.gregdwyer.com. That's www.gregdwyer.com. Now on to our show. Take it away, Greg.
All right, we are back with another diamond tip. So excited we got through the letter diamond. We looked at every single letter, and it all has to do with focusing our mind. Today, we're going to get into the word mind, M-I-N-D, and we're going to look at the letter M for mind. Obviously, we all have one thing in common, and that is we have 24 hours in the day, and the other thing is we all use our minds. However, not everyone uses their mind to full capacity. Some people take the time that they have during the day, they do great things. Other people, they use their mind to do great things. What is the difference? Why do some people achieve greatness as far as achieving things and being focused, and then other people, not so much? What's the issue? Well, I really think it comes down to, number one, how people use their time, and number two, how they use their mind. Now, obviously, you're watching this because either you heard me speak or I sent you this link so that you could watch these videos, but I do a lecture called The Importance of Focus. And what I bring up in the lecture is that, number one, most people get focused, few stay focused. It's like New Year's Eve resolutions. Now, as I'm filming this, it's the end of August. We're going into September. I can't imagine people are thinking about New Year's Eve resolutions, whether it's in the future of next year or whether they're looking back towards what they wrote down last year. However, I do know this. At the end of the year, we tend to evaluate. We look at the year. We start, you know, looking backwards and forwards. How was the year? And what are we going to create? Most people, unless, you know, someone just doesn't want to play that game at all. However, most people get focused for a very short time, and then it kind of peters off. There's a little secret in the personal development industry, and that's this. After about 2 to 3 weeks after a person has heard information, 70% is completely gone. In other words, people don't remember it because they haven't applied it. And that's the reason why we have these videos coming every single week, because I really believe you need space and you need repetition to implement anything. It's not like you get this data dump, you know, on a Monday and you're ready to run with it. So it's important that we come back to the fundamentals. And the fundamentals are this. Number one, the conscious mind is easily distracted. You know, there's so many things going on in the world. You know, we look at this, we look at that, we pick up our phones, right? We pick up our phones over 2,000 times a day. We pick up the phone, we tap it, we swipe it, we click it 2,617 times a day. Crazy. I was listening to Jerry Seinfeld the other day. He calls it hypnophonophobia, something like that, hypnophonia. You know, so in other words, we're like hypnotized. We're looking at the cell phone and we're swiping and clicking, and then all of a sudden we go into a trance and an hour goes by or 45 minutes goes by, and the same thing can happen with social media. There's this hypnosis going on there. People get distracted. They're looking for the next, you know, dopamine hit, something that's going to excite them. So the conscious mind is easily distracted. I learned this as a kid back in the 70s. I was at my grandparents' house. And my uncle Victor Riley, who was in show business, he picks up a coin and he makes it disappear. And I was like, how in the world did you do that? And that was the day he introduced me to misdirection. And from, I say, 7 to 10 years old up to about 18, 19, 20 years old, my whole focus was on misdirection, how to misdirect people. With my words, with my actions, with magic, with sleight of hands, using cards and coins. So I have studied this for a very, very long time, and I also get misdirected. You know, I can watch Penn and Teller, or I can see a magician in Vegas and say, how in the world did that happen? I didn't, you know, the other, I guess it was the beginning of this year, Champions of Magic came through Connecticut, and I went to see the show, and then I went back the next day to see the show again because there were certain things that happened in the show I had no idea about. Time I saw the show, I absolutely enjoyed it. Second time, I enjoyed it as well. However, the second time around, I was really focusing on what I didn't focus on the first time around, and it was fun, and it was educational, and I bought two tickets to one show. Don't regret it. It was a wonderful show. Ever have an opportunity to see the Champions of Magic? Highly recommend that show. So the point is, the conscious mind is easily distracted. So I drew a diamond here, and the diamond is two parts. It's really two triangles. You know, I think of a triangle or a diamond facing upward and one facing downward. The top part of the triangle is symbolic of the conscious mind. So people say, I want to lose weight. Maybe I'll lose weight. Someday I'll lose weight. I want to save money for retirement. I want to travel the world someday. Let's see what will happen. I want to be in a relationship. I don't want to be in a relationship. I want a better job. You know, people have all of these thoughts around how they want to improve their life. The conscious mind maybe will focus on something, a target. The challenge, here's the challenge. The challenge is that the conscious mind is easily distracted towards that shiny red object, the shiny ball syndrome, or anything for that matter. And so a person might go to a seminar, they might listen to a speech, they might read a book, they might buy an online course. I've known people that have bought online courses, including myself, right? We've all been there. And we're so excited, or a book. How many of us actually watch the course? How many of us actually finish the book? How many of us implement what we've learned? You know, if you had 1,000 people, 1,000, right? And you all gave them the same amount of information in an online course or in a book or in a seminar, right? And you said, this is the secret to everlasting life, or this is the secret to riches, or this is the secret to find your true love, or this is the secret to ruling the world. It could be anything, anything at all. And you gave that to 1,000 people. Maybe 10 of them, and I'm being generous, maybe 10 of them would actually watch the whole video, the whole series, right? And out of the 10 of them, right, that actually watched the series or read the book on how to rule the world or get anything you want, probably one of them would actually do it. I mean, you can't beat the rule of 80-20. You just can't beat it. If you had a whole group of people and you gave them information, not everyone is going to implement that information. It's a fact. My uncle Victor and his wife Florence, my aunt on my mom's side, were both dancers. They danced around the world professionally. They were into the entertainment industry. They were in show business. One summer they'd be in France. The next year they'd be in Italy. I mean, they had the lifestyle, had no children, and this was their life. They'd be in Broadway dancing. And then a month later, they would be in Paris for the summer. And I always idolized that life, right? So as he got older, he started a studio. He taught people how to dance. And he pulled me aside one day, and he says, I got to tell you a secret. I said, all right, tell me. This is the same uncle that showed me the coin secret. So this is a different secret. But he said, I want to tell you something. He says, you got to really get this. He says, we have taught thousands. 5,000 students we have had in the last 10 years, teaching them dance, ballet, right? Because that was his specialty. He says, I can count on one hand, maybe one or two people that went on professionally. I remember one woman, her name was Maria. Still remember, that's how much this made an impact on me. He says, Maria went on to Lincoln Center. You know, another person went on to Broadway. He says, it's 1 in 1,000 or it's 1 in 5,000. The majority of people, they say that they want to do something, but very few people follow through. You can't beat the numbers. It, for some reason, there's like a curve on it as far as focusing on getting everybody to do it. It's totally impossible. It's not even possible. Totally impossible. It's going to be a small percentage of people. So what's the reason? The reason is, number one, the conscious mind is easily distracted towards new things. People say, well, I want to do this. However, something else has come up. Or I'd like to do this, but you know what? I'm not sure. And so they make excuses. Now, that's the first challenge. First challenge is that the conscious mind is easily distracted. The second challenge is that the other than conscious or subconscious mind has already been programmed. So let me demonstrate what this looks like. This looks like an arrow pointing the opposite way. So if you're listening to my voice only, imagine two triangles on top of each other forming a diamond. The top half is moving towards one way, and the bottom half is moving towards the other way. This is a great way to get stuck. Now think about this for one moment. If you had a Sharpie or you had a stick and someone was pulling it this way and someone was pulling it at the same time with the equal strength from the bottom, it wouldn't move because the top is being pulled this way, the bottom is being pulled that way equally. This is the reason why people get stuck, because there's two elements that is getting them stuck, like the movie Groundhog Day. One is programming, and the other one is the conscious mind, which is looking for something new, which is easily distracted. The bottom half focuses on past conditioning or programming or beliefs that are, in a sense, invisible. In fact, the way that I like to demonstrate this is I color in the bottom part of the triangle, because in most cases, people are not aware of what is running the show. They're not aware of how their programming and their thinking is dictating their thoughts, their words, and their actions. So when it comes to the mind, it's kind of complicated because you have a conscious mind and you also have an unconscious mind or other than conscious mind. And when people get stuck in their life or they tend to repeat things over and over again, it's because the conscious and the unconscious are not working together. They're not aligned. The conscious mind is saying, I love to write that book. I love to be on stage. I'd love to get married, or I'd love to go to Italy, or I'd love to do this. The conscious mind is saying that. But then what happens is come Monday morning, there's distractions. There's so many distractions. And then on top of it, the unconscious mind is running the show, so to speak, because the unconscious beliefs and values are saying, well, you're not worthy of that, or there's not enough money, or there's not enough time, or who do you think you are to do that? And all of this information that's not being revealed is really running the show, like the movie Groundhog Day. So I'm looking at the time. We're going to take a quick commercial. We will be back in about 30 seconds. Hold tight.
You've been listening to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show, brought to you by motivational speaker Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. If you wish you could sharpen your focus on what matters most to you and achieve more, then you owe it to yourself to read Greg's ebook at gregdwyerebook.com. That's www.gregdwyerebook.com. Download it today and give it away. As always, we want to thank you for listening to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with motivational speaker Greg Dwyer. Now back to our show. Take it away, Greg.
All right, we're back. We're talking about the mind. Everyone has two things. Number one, they have the mind. Number two, they have 24 hours a day. Not every single person uses it to their advantage. What we're talking about here is the problem or the challenge. The challenge is, yes, we all have 24 hours a day. How well are we using our time to focus on what truly is important to us? In addition, we got the conscious mind that's easily distracted, looking for the new shiny ball syndrome kind of thing, right? New seminar, new book, whatever. And then on top of it, we have the unconscious that is running the show with the programming. And that's what gets people stuck. Now, I wouldn't bring you this far without sharing with you the answer. And I have to share with you a little story. And this story is absolutely true. I was out in Vegas a few years back, and I met this gentleman by the name of Kenton Nepper, who became a mentor to me. I actually moved into his house. You might have heard the story before, for 2 days and one night. And we worked around the clock working on my business and my career and also my personal goals. And there was a time during our interaction that he just simply looked at me and didn't say anything. It's almost like he was staring through me without words. And even though he wasn't saying anything, it was like him saying, focus using self-hypnosis. It was almost like, in fact, I would say it was like being in a trance. And I walked away from that experience, that coaching, recognizing the reason why most people don't stay focused is because they haven't learned how to use trance work or self-hypnosis. Now, a lot of times people will hear this and say, hypnosis? Well, it's no different than picking up your phone and being phonified or hypnophonified, like Jerry Seinfeld talked about, or driving the car. You know, you're driving the car and you're going the same way every single day or every night, and you forget to get off the exit. You're like in a trance. If you don't like that, it's just like daydreaming, really. People do it all the time. But people who are successful, they know how to use this to focus on what's important to them and then to take action first in their imagination and then in real life. And they do this over and over and over and over again until it becomes automatic so they don't have to think about the focus. This, I believe, is what all successful people do, whether they know it or not. They self-hypnotize themselves. So let me show you what this would look like. This is, again, my two triangles, one facing up and the other one facing down. This is what I consider alignment. So one arrow is facing down, or going down, I should say, and the other one is facing up. So there is a connection between those two triangles, which gives you the power to follow through. Where most people get stuck, where most people get, I don't know, they get derailed, they focus on what's truly, truly important to them, and they don't allow distractions to get them off track. Now, right now, the phone is ringing in the other room. I am just going to totally ignore it. I'm going to focus on what I'm talking about here. So this is what happened. When I was in Kenton's kitchen, we were talking about the concept of above and below. And here's an image of a magician. He's pointing up and he's also pointing down. And the concept of this picture is as above, so below. The connection is what brings about the focus. So there's no disconnect at all. I'm going to show you this one more time. He's pointing upward and he's also pointing downward. And I got this idea because when I think about the diamond, the two parts of the diamond are connected, the conscious and the unconscious mind. In fact, I've read this many years ago. People who seek a therapist, it's because their unconscious mind is not in alignment with their conscious mind. There's something off, right? So a person might be living a great life. They have a house, a car, family, wife, children, the whole thing, career. But there's something off in the unconscious that is throwing them off. And that's a lot of times why people will go to therapy or they'll look for someone to talk to, because there's something missing in their life. So as above, so below brings about complete alignment between the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. Now, I'm not a therapist, right? I'm not a psychotherapist, but I do know this. When your mind is in alignment, where what you're thinking about is also congruent with your programming and your beliefs, life becomes a lot easier, not only to focus, but also to manifest what you desire, because you're on track. You're completely congruent. Now, the reason I'm so excited about this is because I've been studying this for 20 years. You know, reading the books, going to the seminars, you know, watching this, doing that. And I realized over a period of 20 years that the answer is simple. You have to align your conscious and unconscious mind. And the easiest way to do it is through self-hypnosis. focus using self-hypnosis in the morning, afternoon, in the evening, getting focused on what's important to you, even if it's just for 5 minutes a day, and focusing your attention towards that, using your imagination, making it happen first in your mind and then in reality. Now, I'm not saying, listen here, I'm not saying that everything you think about and everything you focus on is going to become a reality. That's not true. However, when your conscious and your unconscious mind are in alignment, magical things happen. You know, you'll be thinking about something and the phone will ring and it's the person you were thinking about. Or you're thinking about an activity or something you want to do in your life. Maybe you write it down and then the opportunity shows up. Now, when this first started happening for me, I used to be so surprised. You know, I used to tell people about it. Number one, I'm not surprised about it anymore. And number two, I don't really tell too many people about it either. But what I'm talking about is just alignment of your unconscious and your alignment of your conscious mind in such a way that what is above is also below, and it's good for you, it's good for other people, and there's no disconnect. You're not taking three or four steps forward and two steps back. You know, you're not putting on the gas and then putting on the brake. You're moving towards what's important to you. Case in point, let me tell you a quick story. I got two stories before the time's out. One is in the month of June and July, I started focusing on making phone calls towards establishments that needed a performer for Halloween. I think I mentioned this last week. And within 4 weeks, I booked 21 events just simply because I focused all of my attention on that outcome. As above and so below. So within 4 weeks, I had 21 to 22 speaking events. They're on the calendar, and I'm looking forward in the month of October to go out and to perform. Here's the point. The point is when there's congruency between the two halves of the diamond, between the unconscious and the unconscious, magic happens. When there's no congruency, there is going to be upsets. There's going to be procrastination. There's going to be excuses. People are going to say, yeah, I wanted to do it, but this is what happened to me. You're not going to believe it. I went to the seminar. I don't even know why I'm talking this way, but I went to the seminar and so-and-so is visiting this weekend and I don't have any time and I'm not sure how to do this. That is an indication that the conscious and the unconscious mind are not aligned. All right, so here's my story. Magical story. I've never, ever, ever shared this story publicly. And I thought, hey, this would be a great time to share this story because it does apply. So when I met my mentor, Kenton Nepper, I went out to see him and made confirmation that we were going to spend 2.5 days together working on my routine, working on my business, my career, my personal life. And I wanted to meet him ahead of time before we officially started. So we went out to dinner. I brought him to dinner. I think it was the Cheesecake Factory. And I bought him dinner since I invited him out. And he spent 4 hours, I think it was 4 hours, maybe 3.5 hours, just simply talking to me. And I had a headache when it was over. I felt like I was being hazed, you know. My conscious mind was completely overwhelmed with information. He did not stop talking. And I couldn't think. Like, he just kept on just piling more and more and more information on me that my conscious mind was completely overwhelmed. I remember going back to the hotel thinking to myself, I better pack my bags and get out of here. This guy's crazy. So the next day, I didn't do that. So the next day, I actually went to see him, and I told him, I said, was that like a test? Like, was that, you know, like, were you trying to haze me? Like, you know, this is kind of interesting because I couldn't take in all the information. Like, my conscious mind was completely overwhelmed. And he just smiled at me, right? Just smiled. It's like he was smiling with his eyes. So we worked together. I can't get into everything that we talked about. But I was mentioning to him, and this was early development into this diamond mind philosophy. I was talking to him about the diamond, you know, as far as reflection, as above, so below, and this idea of meditation or the idea of reflection. And he said, well, that's a great thing, you know, this idea of a diamond above and a diamond below, and what you think about, you bring about, and the subconscious and the conscious. And we were just talking about all of these philosophies around the concept of the diamond, you know, conscious mind, unconscious mind. And it was almost like a mind jam. You know, we were just working this through, which is great to have somebody to help you, you know, when you want to do something like this. So finally he said to me, he said, "You want to take a break?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I definitely want to take a break." So he went upstairs for like 10 minutes. And I walked over into his library, right? Now, right now I have a library. You can't see it, but I have books here. I have books there. I have books there. Kitchen's over there. I have very few books. But most of my living space are books or CDs, you know. So it's here. It's there. It's almost everywhere except for a few places. So I walked into his library, which was this giant room with, I don't want to say wall-to-wall books, but there was a large wall with all of these books there. There was thousands of books. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm not making this up. This actually happened. So as, you know, I'm killing time and I love books, I just reached out and I grabbed a book, just any book. I still remember the title, but I don't want to get into the title. Out of 1,000 books, right, I reached for one, just one. Walked over, I pulled out the book, and I'm not exaggerating. This is not a story made up. This actually happened. And I opened up the book. And when I opened up the book, there was an illustration on the page. It was either on the left or the right. I don't remember. And the illustration was a triangle pointing upward and a triangle pointing downward. So what I was looking at when I opened up the book was a triangle upward and a triangle downward connected by a line. I think there was a couple circles as well. I was speechless. Now, this is what happened. We're talking about the concept of reflection with a diamond or a triangle, and one below, connecting together as far as a diamond mind, which is what we're talking about now. We take a break. I go into his library. I just select one book. He's not even there. He's not even talking to me about pick any book. This is not a magic trick. I open up the book, and there is an illustration of two triangles intersected. I was speechless. So after the break was over, I walked back into the living room where we're working, and I said, "What is this?" He just smiled at me and looked at me. We never talked about it since. So what I'm sharing with you is when you're onto something and you're using your mind, you're using your conscious mind, and you're using your unconscious mind, and as above, so below, and things are connecting, like things are connecting, magic begins to happen. Doors begin to open up. Coincidences are experienced. Synchronicity happens. Now, I'm not saying that everything that you touch turns into gold. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, you know, the wave of the hand and people fall down at your command. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is when you are crystal clear on your intention, and your conscious mind and your unconscious mind are in harmony, you begin to be focused. And the way you begin to be focused is by using self-hypnosis, by repeating and visualizing and saying and hearing the same things over and over again. And in that process, you connect the conscious and the unconscious, what is above, what is below, comes together in a very magical way. So next week, we're going to be talking about the imagination. And all I can tell you is this. Most people get focused. Very few people stay focused. But hopefully what I shared with you today will help you stay focused. Until next time.
You've been listening to the Greg Dwyer Radio Show, brought to you by motivational speaker Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. Check out Greg at gregdwyer.com. Be sure to download his ebook at gregdwyerebook.com to stay focused on what matters most to you. That's www.gregdwyerebook.com. We want to thank you for listening. Now go make a difference in your world.